Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. The Forensic Crash Unit is calling for witnesses or those with relevant dash cam to come forward following a fatal crash on the Peak Downs Highway. An investigation's now underway after a 57-year-old Wes Mackay man died in the single vehicle crash at Epsom last night. Police say a black Ford Ranger rolled down an embankment, instantly killing the driver. The state's road toll now stands at 76. That's 15 higher than the same time last year. Rental anxiety isn't just affecting young Queenslanders. More than 172,000 people aged over 55 are renting across the state. It's around 4.3% of the population in the Whitsundays. Darren Young from the Council on the Ageing says they're hearing some are even struggling to navigate the rental market.
If they are able to rent, they don't want to lose that rental, because that really does pose a challenge. One, both the insecurity of not having a place, but also two, how do I simply, you know, then compete with all the hundreds of other people?
And over 300 puppies have been dropped off to the RSPCA adoption shelters since the start of the year. Spokesperson Emma Lagoon says the cost of living crisis is to blame for the influx. She also says the increase of litters is putting extra pressure on shelters.
We probably would suggest that it's due to cost of living and just unexpected litters, so animals not being desexed. It can all have a compounding impact, and then all these more mouths to feed, and then they end up at the RSPCA.
Just updating some local sport news now and checking on round four of the Queensland Cup. The Mackay Cutters have suffered their first loss of the season. Townsville proved just too strong in front of a home crowd, ending their North Queensland derby ahead by just 1 point. Meantime, the grand finalists in the under-19 comp have been decided following the semi-final action over the weekend, with our Mackay Cutters and Brisbane Tigers to meet at Totally Workwear Stadium on Saturday for the big dance.